Joining us now is Greg Hames of the wonderful website Nippertown.com. And Greg has brought some music for the Halloween spirit.
Just the holiday season, even though all the stores are all geared up with their Christmas stuff on the shelves. We thought we'd bring some Halloween music.
And making his WAMC debut, none other than Marilyn Manson.
There it is. I thought it was about time that WAMC listeners had a chance to hear some Marilyn Manson. It's been carefully vetted.
I don't think he'll be coming to Tanglewood anytime soon with the BSO, so this is probably it.
But one never knows, since this is actually Marilyn Manson from a 2008 Disney compilation, of all things. Marilyn Manson on Disney. And it's from the album Nightmare Revisited, which is a compilation of various artists covering Danny Elfman's songs from the Tim Burton film, 1993's Nightmare Before Christmas. It's got Sparkle Horse and Flyleaf and Dvachka, Polyphonic Spree, a whole bunch of bands. But this is Marilyn Manson, and this is Halloween.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see the Saw Town of Halloween.
Marilyn Manson, This Is Halloween from Nightmare Revisited. Some things I know about monsters, Eben Schletter and Jill Sobule.
Yeah, I don't know much about this. It's from a 2008 album called Witching Hour, and Jill Sobule, I'm a big fan of hers. I think she's just wonderful. I know nothing at all about Eben Schletter, so maybe somebody could tell me. But and Jill's only on this one track, and it's about monsters, and it's Halloween, so I thought we'd listen to a little bit of Some Things I Know About Monsters.
Gave him life. So if you're running to a monster, don't act like you know his name. Try calling him sir, and he just might treat you nice.
From Witching Hour, Some Things I Know About Monsters, it's Eben Schletter and Jill Sobule. Now, here's a title that gets right to the heart of the matter. From the Neanderthals, Jungle Zombies Ate My Baby. That's got to be a drive-in movie from the 50s.
Well, it may not be, but the Neanderthals may have to make that movie just so they can use this as the theme song. The Neanderthals, a lot of you may have seen them down at the Father's Day concert at Jennings Landing this summer. I think this is their debut album, when the lineup included Johnny Rabb, Eddie Angel, Scotty Flowers, and the late Cheese Blotto. And Jungle Zombies Ate My Baby, I couldn't resist. It's Halloween, this is perfect. And it's from their appropriately titled 1998 album, The Latest Menace to the Human Race.
Jungle Zombies.
The touching love ballad from the Neanderthals, Jungle Zombies Ate My Baby. If you want to pick it up, it's on The Latest Menace to the Human Race. Always a lot of fun when Horton Heat's in town.
Yes, the Reverend Horton Heat. It's been a while since he's been in town, but he's put on some great shows back at the old Revolution Hall and such. And if you're going to a Halloween party, dance party this weekend or next weekend, so you got 2 weekends pretty much of Halloween festivities going on, you're going to want to pay close attention to the instructions for this seasonal dance craze, which I plucked from the compilation Halloween Hootenanny. And according to the liner notes, it was recorded in spookophonic sound. So here's the Reverend Horton Heat telling you how to do the Halloween dance.
You put your hands up around your neck. Circle back and forth, my heck. You
Reverend Horton Heat from Halloween Hootenanny, and it's the Halloween Dance. Before we get to the last one, Greg, I got to ask you. Thank God I'm speaking for everyone. You didn't bring in the Monster Mash, but your old pals at Blue Oyster Cult must be wondering, no Joan Crawford has risen from the grave.
No.
Why not?
No. Well, I could have gone with Godzilla, too, really.
Yeah, right.
You know, I was trying to pick the ones that maybe people didn't know, except for this last one, which, you know, it's a classic, and Zachary was the veteran late night TV horror movie host, and actually back in 1958, this was an actual top 10 hit, believe it or not. And so here it is. It's part one. And it's called from the compilation Halloween A Go Go, which was compiled by little Steven Van Zandt for his label Wicked Cool Records. It's part one of Dinner with Drac.
The waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings.
One of Dinner with Drac from Zachary. Maybe Spinguli can come around and do maybe part two, another TV host. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, we could have that on the flip side.
Happy Halloween to Greg Hames and to everyone out there. Greg Hames is from Nippertown.com. It's a great website. Just look for the pumpkins with the headphones this month, and and we'll see you next month. Thank you very much, Greg.
All right, thanks for the spooky good time, Brian.
Through the nauseous night I'll soar, I'll wade through pools of rancid gore. I'll slide through clumps where maggots squirm, I'll skin dive where piranhas churn. I'll tread the reeking, oozing swamp, through corpse-filled quicksand beds I'll stomp. Through vampire nests I'll wend my way, where werewolves dwell I'll pass today. I'll lift your coffin lid, my dear, my nose will tell me you're still there. I'll realize my lifelong dream to wish you happy Halloween.